Welcome back, everybody. In this lesson, we're building a subwayed impact breakdown in Ableton Live 12 that feels like a faded VHS rave memory, with that dusty, unstable, old-school jungle and DNB energy. So think less polished modern breakdown, more dark warehouse tape rip, with low end still holding the whole thing together. Now the big idea here is really important. This breakdown is not a stop sign. It's not where the groove disappears. It's more like a DJ reset. The drums thin out, but the track keeps breathing, keeps moving, and keeps pressurizing the listener so the drop lands even harder when it comes back. We're working around 172 BPM, which is right in that classic jungle and old-school DNB zone. The setup is simple. One strong sub, one VHS-style texture layer, one ghosted break element for jungle identity, and one impact moment that helps launch you back into the full drum groove. First, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. Create a MIDI track for the sub, then audio tracks for the VHS FX and the break ghost. If you want, add a return track with a big dubby reverb, so you can send elements into space without drowning everything. And that space is going to matter a lot here, because in this style, what you leave out is just as important as what you put in. Let's start with the sub, because that's the emotional anchor. If the sub feels right, the whole breakdown feels right. Load operator, initialize the patch, and set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep it clean. Turn the other oscillators off. You want a pure low-end core, not a huge bass monster with a bunch of extra movement. Shape the amp envelope so the notes are tight but still musical. A fast attack, a short decay if you want movement, a steady sustain depending on the MIDI pattern, and a short release so the notes don't smear. If you want some glide between notes, add a little portamento. That can give you that classic sliding DNB attitude without making it too obvious. For the MIDI pattern, keep it sparse. That's a huge teacher-style tip here. The space between the notes is part of the groove. Don't fill every bar with activity just because you can. A simple two-bar phrase in a minor key works beautifully. Root note, maybe the fifth or octave response, then a tiny passing note into the next bar. Let the sub phrase breathe and answer itself. In dark DNB, the bass line can feel like it's speaking in short sentences. Now process the sub carefully. Put utility first and keep it mono. Then use a QA to clean up anything below about 20 to 25 Hz, and if there's any mud around 80 to 120 Hz, tuck that down a bit. After that, use saturator with just a little drive and soft clip on. That helps the sub read on smaller systems without turning it into a mid-range bass. If needed, use a compressor with gentle sidechain movement from a ghost kick, but keep it subtle. You want pressure, not pumping for the sake of pumping. Next, we build the VHS rave atmosphere. This is the color. This is what makes the breakdown feel like it came off a worn-out tape from a 1994 rave documentary. You can use a washed pad, a field recording, a chop sample, a detuned synth stab, or even a vinyl texture. The actual source matters less than how you treat it. High pass the texture so it never fights the sub. That's key. In fact, a lot of people make the mistake of letting the atmosphere carry too much low end, and then the whole breakdown loses focus. We want the sub to own the low end, and the texture to live above it like a ghost. A solid chain here would be a Q8, Redux, Saturator, Auto Filter, Echo, and Reverb. With Redux, bring the bit depth down a little and add just enough downsampling to get that grainy, degraded feel. Don't destroy it completely unless you want it to sound intentionally broken. Then add some saturator for body, use auto filter to shape the tone, and bring in echo with darker repeats. Keep the feedback controlled, maybe just enough to create movement and depth. Then finish with reverb, but don't drown the whole thing. If the breakdown turns into one giant wash, you lose the groove architecture. Here's a great trick. Automate small changes in the Redux downsample, the filter cutoff, and even a tiny amount of stereo instability. You can also use autopan in a subtle way to create a wobbling, tape-worn sensation. Keep it restrained. The point is unstable memory, not look at this effect. The listener should feel the imperfection, not notice the plugin. Now let's bring in the break ghost. This is what keeps the jungle identity alive even when the full drums are gone. Load an amen break into simpler, slice it up if needed, and mute most of the slices. You only need a few fragments. A ghost snare, a light kick, maybe a shuffled hat, maybe a reverse tail. That's enough. We're not trying to recreate a full drum loop in the breakdown. We're just hinting at it. Process the break ghost with a Q8 high passed fairly high so it stays ghostly, then a bit of drum bus if you want some edge, then auto-filter for that bandpass, telephone-like rave color, and finally a touch of reverb and gentle compression if the slices need glue. A really nice feel comes from using Groove Pool with a light swing setting. That little bit of human looseness makes it feel old-school and lived-in instead of grid-perfect. And here's an important coaching note. If the breakdown feels empty, don't immediately throw more layers at it. First, ask whether the subline, the delay tails, and the ghost hits are leaving enough breathing room. In this style, the kickless pocket matters. The emptiness is part of the tension. Now for the impact. This is the moment that gives the breakdown its shape. It can be a sub drop, a noise hit, a reversed cymbal, a dub chord stab, or all of those layered together. The best impacts feel like they belong in the same room as the rest of the track. They should sound like part of the tape, part of the mix, part of the space, not like a random effect pasted over the top. A good impact layer setup is this: a short sub drop that slides down into the root, a noise burst with a fast envelope, a reversed cymbal swelling into the moment, and a short dub stab, filtered and delayed. Group those into an impact bus and process them together with EQ, a little compression, a touch of saturation, and maybe utility if you need to tighten or widen the stereo image. Timing matters a lot here. The impact usually lands at the end of a phrase, like the end of bar 8 or bar 16, often on the end of 4 leading into the next section. Sometimes the most effective move is to place it on the first beat of the return for a hard reset. Other times, especially in jungle, a tiny gap right before the drop makes the slam feel even bigger. Silence can hit harder than another layer. Now let's talk arrangement. A strong 16-bar breakdown has a sense of progression, even if it's minimal. In the first 4 bars, let the sub establish itself and maybe bring in only the faintest texture. In bars 5 through 8, start introducing the break ghost and some filter movement. In bars 9 through 12, let the sub become a little more active and push the VHS texture into more unstable territory. Then in the final 4 bars, concentrate the tension, bring in the impact build, the reverse swell, and the final pre-drop energy, then either cut to a tiny bit of silence or go straight into the full drum return. That return is everything. If the breakdown is too smooth, the drop won't feel like a payoff. One of the classic jungle tricks is to let the listener hear almost nothing for a fraction of a beat, then slam the drums back in. That little absence gives the return its weight. Automation is where the illusion really comes alive. Automate the redux downsample so the tape gets dirtier during tension. Automate the filter cutoff so the texture opens slowly toward the return. Bring the echo feedback up, then cut it suddenly. Push the saturator a little harder in the final bars. Even tiny gain moves with utility can make a texture feel like it's wobbling on an unstable signal. And if you want to take it further, add a tiny pitch drift to a duplicated texture layer or sampled break. Just a few cents of movement can sell that warped cassette feeling without ruining the tuning. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the breakdown too full. If every element is playing, there's no tension. Don't overprocess the sub. If you widen it, drown it in reverb, or distort it too hard, you'll lose the foundation. Don't wash the entire mix in reverb either. Use reverb selectively and with intent. And definitely don't forget rhythmic movement. Even in a stripped-down section, there has to be pulse. Ghost breaks, echoes, swing, automation, and small changes in density all help keep the groove alive. Here's a useful variation idea if you want to push this style further. Try a half-time collapse for 1 4-bar section. Cut the perceived motion in half. Let the sub play fewer notes. Stretch the delays. Reduce the break ghost to almost nothing and let the impact arrive into more negative space. That can feel huge, like the track is falling inward before it explodes back out. Another great variation is the answer back sub. Instead of just holding a pattern, make the sub respond to the texture. Let it answer the echo tail or land after the ghost break stops. That call and response behavior makes the breakdown feel musical and conversational, which is a big part of old-school jungle energy. Also, don't underestimate the power of a memory layer. A tiny cassette noise, vinyl hiss, or field recording tucked very low in the mix can completely change the vibe. High-pass it, keep it quiet, and automate it in and out. That subtle layer can make the whole section feel like a real VHS rave recollection instead of a clean modern effect. So to recap, build a solid mono sub, add a high-pass degraded atmosphere, sneak in a ghosted break to preserve jungle identity, shape one strong impact moment, and use automation to make the breakdown feel unstable and alive. The whole goal is not to stop the groove, it's to transform it. If you build it right, the breakdown should feel like a system under pressure. The low end is holding, the tape is warping, The ghosts are still moving, and the listener is waiting for the drums to crash back in. That's the magic. That's the old-school D&B psychology. And when the drop returns, it should feel earned, heavy, and absolutely huge.